WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Millions of people are feeling the heat today.
Oh my gosh, it is so hot and we are not used to this kind of heat.
That woman's in Sacramento, California, where temperatures flirted with triple digits, but other parts of the West and Southwest easily topped that. CBS's Allison Keyes had to break out her fan.
People are trying just about anything to stay cool amid the season's first heat wave. Those attending graduation at River City High School in Sacramento, held on a field, were feeling the burn.
Oh my gosh, it is so hot and we are not used to this kind of heat.
Other parts of the country, from Virginia to New England, are bracing for strong storms tomorrow. A vote in the Senate failed today on a bill that would have guaranteed access to contraception nationwide, including birth control and condoms. CBS's Skylar Henry's in Washington.
Republicans say Democrats knew the bill would fail, but moved forward with it anyway.
This is just a show vote in anticipation of the election.
This is not a show vote. This is a show us who you are vote.
The vote was an effort by Democrats to bring attention to how overturning Roe v. Wade has affected all aspects of reproductive health, not just abortion. This month marks 2 years since it was overturned. Hunter Biden's ex-wife took the stand today in his federal gun trial to talk about his past drug use. CBS's Erica Brown has more from Delaware.
Under cross-examination, defense attorneys asked Buell if she ever saw Hunter using drugs. No, she replied. On redirect, the prosecutor asked Buell how she knew Hunter was using drugs. She replied, "He told me." Buell also said she assumed Hunter was continuing to use when she found pipes in the car about a dozen times.
The guy who sold Hunter a gun in 2018 also testified that the president's son wasn't confused by any drug-related questions. Donald Trump's election interference trial is now on hold indefinitely in Georgia.
The appeals from Trump and eight co-defendants asked to remove D.A. Willis because of her personal relationship with another now former prosecutor on the case. Oral arguments on that are tentatively scheduled for October.
CBS's Michael Toscano says that means we may not get a trial till after the election. President Biden is in France now to mark 80 years since the D-Day invasion that turned the tide of World War II. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president will commemorate the invasion that helped bring about an end to World War II. Biden will meet with veterans who took part in the D-Day landing and deliver a speech to mark that milestone.
And you may want to skip that Greek salad tonight because the CDC now says at least 162 people in 25 states have gotten sick, possibly from cucumbers linked to salmonella. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the maximum security state prison in Waupun is facing up to 3.5 years in prison. Randall Happ is charged with felony misconduct after an investigation into 4 inmate deaths. 8 other people have been charged as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt spoke in a press conference Wednesday about making changes to Wisconsin's prison system.
I would ask why not? One new prison could replace 2 prisons. Or 2 renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now.
An internal Department of Corrections investigation is ongoing. Parents and teachers of Southside Elementary School in Madison are calling for the removal of their principal and assistant principal. An 18-page letter of complaint was sent to the Madison School District on Tuesday. Parents assert that school administrators don't listen to them. They also claim school leaders ignore bullying and punish black and brown students disproportionately. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extras. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kesko with sports. Philadelphia defeated Milwaukee 2-1 in 10 innings yesterday. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers had their opportunities.
We had opportunities. We didn't get the ball in the air one time. We didn't make contact in the outfield a couple times. And, we had opportunities to take the lead.
The Brewers and Phillies play this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. Packers OTAs continue this week. Coach Matt LaFleur says the team's got a good energy.
I think every time we step in the meeting rooms, there's been great energy, great interaction with the guys. I think that's part of the process is just how we can come together, and I think that's a great part of the offseason.
That's a sentiment shared by wide receiver Bo Melton.
You can tell as soon as you walk in the locker room, we just play games together, just chill together, you know, play basketball, anything. And so we go out on the field, the same thing. We all work hard. So we love the vibe. We love the energy that we bring into the team right now.
For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear and breezy for tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still breezy, high mid-60s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Friday, high in the lower 70s. Currently at 77.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day four of Biden's top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabba.
This is Nightlight, and we are broadcasting statewide. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with me. We are halfway through the week, folks. That does something for some people, but not necessarily for me. I'm in no hurry for time to pass. I know the weekend will get here one of these days, a couple days, and I'm not sweating it. Just going to enjoy every single day of beautiful weather in the state of Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from City Deck Landing at WGBW here in downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me wherever you are in the state. Conrad is back. Conrad, you've had a night to kind of decompress in your own house. How's that? How was that? Good to be back in your own bed?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I slept. I fell asleep like 30 minutes after the show and woke up at 10. So,
10 this morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
I slept for a lot of hours last night. I feel good.
That's fantastic. Good to be home?
Yes, it is great to be home.
How were you, like, ready to come? You were, all right, for those of you that didn't know, Conrad was in Italy or thereabouts for like 2.5 weeks. He was off.
Yep.
And was it too long? Or could you have stayed another week, or was it just right?
Oh, I think the sweet spot would have been like a week and a half.
Okay.
Because those last like 3 days, I was like, you know, I really miss my apartment and my bed right now.
Funny. It's kind of cool though, because like, you know, you're a young single guy. I'm sure your apartment is not luxury or, you know, like a penthouse, but it's yours. It's your space. And that is so great that you can appreciate one of the little things in life, just your own little space in your little pocket of the world. That's so cool.
I miss just making food for myself.
See, that I don't think I'd miss.
Well, no, it was fantastic food over there and everything.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I'm just like, you know, I could just like a burger would be nice.
So what did you have over there? Did you have a lot of pasta or a lot of sauces? And tell me what you had.
Yeah, I had a lot of pasta, pretty much every flavor you could imagine, every kind of pasta you could imagine. And a lot of pizza.
Really?
And I don't think pizza over here is kind of going to suck for me for a while. It was so good. Oh, because they do the tomato sauce, you know, obviously, but they do just an olive oil base with cheese on it.
I know. I love that.
Oh, it's so good.
I like that better than tomato. I can't do red sauce anymore. It just doesn't do it for me necessarily.
I like Alfredo on pizza now too. Like, well, just with chicken, really? Obviously, but I had that too. And I tried a bunch of new foods as well. I tried calamari for the first time.
Oh, really?
And I really enjoyed it.
You can get that here at the Olive Garden, you know.
I don't know about that good, you know.
Probably not.
But yeah, I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to like it. Because, you know, they did have, like, the actual tentacle still on it.
Oh, that, wow, really?
And that, like, throws you off. But when you try it, you're like, okay, that was actually really good.
That is some good tempo. So what is the best food you had over there? Like if you, you know, what's the best?
There was this, when I was in Rome, so I went on a cruise for 14, I forget how long it was.
time passed, was not important.
No,
to you.
Time passed different there. The last 4 days I was in Rome. Okay. And there was this little like corner store slash pizza, pasta, all that stuff. And I had this pizza there and it was just ham, olive oil, and cheese. And it was, I think that was the best pizza I've ever had.
No kidding. Ham.
Yeah. And it, they don't put it just like, they don't cook the ham on it. They just put the ham on it after it's done.
Wow. I got to tell you, I don't really do ham anymore, but that sounds really good. I would definitely do ham for that.
Oh, it was so good.
Okay.
And then you could also do a liter of beer.
Okay.
So it was a Peroni.
Peroni beer?
Yep. Liter of Peroni beer and that pizza.
And some tentacles. It's like the tentacles are like in a fry carton right next to the pizza. That's so cool. Yeah. Well, let's... we got sidetracked there. I want to hear more though, but let's, tonight we have a really good show, folks. And it's good to have Conrad back and awake tonight. He was, you rallied last night though. I will say, I came in here. You were not doing too well, but you did manage to pull together.
Just a little bit of caffeine helped me, you know?
Yeah. We have a great show tonight, folks. A very good friend of mine, a guy who I call one of my best friends, Jamie McShane will be here at 7:35. He's an actor. You've seen him in Sons of Anarchy, The Lincoln Lawyer, Bosch. He's on a very popular show right now called Wednesdays on Netflix, and he's kind of all over the place, but he's going to join us tonight at 7:35. We'll talk a little bit about his career, what you can see him in, tell a couple funny stories. It'd be great to talk to Jamie at 7:35. And then Anya Esther joins us at 8:35 to explain something to me that I have no idea what it is. I'm taking a leap of faith here, Conrad, because Anya is so sharp. And she said, this is really interesting, and I still don't understand it. It's called back rooms.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is either.
And I had to look up the word liminal. I kind of thought I knew what it meant, but I didn't. So I'm totally trusting Anya is going to shed some light on this because it looks cool and creepy, but I still don't know what it is. So how's that for a tease? She'll be here at 8:35. And tonight's question, I thought this was really funny. Todd Michaels, who produces the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW in the morning and WISS, he sends me information every once in a while, as he does the guys in the morning, that is just kind of, they're just kind of cool tidbits or factoids, whatever you want to call them. So here's what he sent. Here's the article. Do you live with someone who casually critiques your dietary choices? Like Cheez-Its again, huh? Well, now they've got reinforcements on the way in the form of AI. So your spouse doesn't have to keep after you. I think this is kind of good, but it gets better. Researchers in Canada are working on a new AI that can identify different foods so it can watch what you eat and shame you for it. It's not ready for prime time yet. Right now, it can just calculate how much food is in your spoon or is on your spoon or plate with about 95% accuracy. It can't identify exactly what you're eating yet, but they're confident it will get there. Once that happens, it would use cameras to track what you eat. So someday soon, Alexa might watch you open a bag of chips and say, are you sure you want to do that? You've already consumed too many calories, fatty. I added the fatty. AI wouldn't say that.
Well,
unless you wanted it to. Yeah, you could. It could be programmed. So tonight's question. What food would you let AI shame you into not eating? For me, it would be chips. My weakness are chips and soda. And I don't drink much soda anymore. But once in a while, I crave a cold soda with real sugar. Not that that's healthy. But it's a little better than the high fructose corn syrup sodas, I think. I hope. So I would let Alexa, AI, whomever, Siri, shame me into not eating chips. And I would have it call me names. Put the bag of chips down, Tubby. Hey, Chubbs, are you sure you want to eat that? I would add all of those things to shame myself. Our question to you tonight. our loyal listeners. What food would you let AI shame you into not eating? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I cannot wait to see these answers. There's so much, you know, you could go sweets, you could go salty stuff. Some people probably don't want to eat cake or cookies, ice cream. What about you, K-Man?
You know, it would be set for anything after like 9 p.m. or 10.
Okay.
It's like, if I crave anything, it's just going to be like, are you sure you want to eat this late?
Yeah.
And that's, but I think the main thing would be chips as well. Sometimes you just crave just a nice Ruffles chip.
See, that's at least, those aren't as bad for you because it's just potatoes and salt if you look at the ingredients.
Well, if you want the flavoring too, then.
Yeah. And where it gets crazy is with the flavors or, you know, Doritos, you know, Fiesta Doritos or whatever they are, you know, or the Sun Chips with all the powder on them and stuff. That's,
you know,
that's trouble.
Sun Chips, garden salsa is my favorite chip.
Those are good.
Of all time.
Of all time?
Yep.
Wow. Did your homework for tonight's show. Conrad is back in force. I like the garden salsa. I will. You don't see it everywhere though. You have to go to like a big grocery store to make sure they have it. So I don't know. That's a tough one. All right. The other thing we need to get to here is Civic Media is doing its Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We are saying what the keyword is every hour. You have to text in what the keyword is and be eligible for daily prizes and be eligible for the grand prizes. And the grand prizes are really cool. Conrad, have you seen the grand prizes?
I have, and
they're awesome.
Oh, they look so great.
Fort Atkinson Cottage on a Lake, including a pontoon boat. I've never driven a pontoon boat, but I would take a chance. Lake Geneva, stay at Harbor Shores, beautiful place. Door County stay, the Ridges Inn and Suites. Those are the grand prizes. There is one daily winner, like a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, which Conrad says are very excellent seats, and I will agree with them. And then hourly, there's also one winner per hour, the Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. So you need to text in tonight's keyword, or today's keyword, I guess I should say, and let us know, and we will put your name into the running tonight's. Today's Scani keyword is trip, T-R-I-P. Trip. I should have let you read that, Conrad, because you just got done with a trip. That is our Scani Summer Contest keyword of the day. So text that in and be eligible for really, really cool prizes for our really cool listeners. Also, I want to hear, what food would you let AI shame you into not eating? I say chips. Conrad said, wait, what was your actual answer there?
It was chips as
well. Chips. Okay. So we both want nothing to do with chips. Because they're too easy to eat.
Yeah.
So text us and let us know. Basically, let us know what food you don't want to eat, you want to be shamed into not eating. Jamie McShane is here at 7:35. That's going to be a fun talk. He's a great actor. I'm going to read some text next, and we'll talk about Conrad saw the Fall Guy. There's a lot going on. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone. And you're forever.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. In my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
So, Tony Zimmerman checking in on the feed on YouTube. He says, I see McShane and immediately think Sons of Anarchy. Jamie McShane was in Sons of Anarchy. He played an Irish gunrunner. And, I mean, I don't want to spoil too much, but the way they write him out of that show is really cool. He had a really good run on that show. So, yeah, that's one and the same, Tony. He'll be here at 7:35. Thank you for listening, pal. Anastasia, Anya Esther, that's all I call. She says, the back rooms, Pete. The back rooms. See, I don't even know how to pronounce it, Conrad. This is a mistake. Anya's going to talk circles around me. She's lucky I like her, and I trust her. Stacy Sue Johnson says, ice cream with chocolate syrup cookie dough. Oh, and cookie dough. Okay. So Stacy Sue would let AI shame her into not eating ice cream with chocolate syrup and cookie dough. That's a good one. That'll pack on the pounds pronto. She says the grocery stores have edible cookie dough now. Well, it's all edible, but it used to be unsafe. And Stacy says, hi, Pete and Con. Hi, Stacy. Silent J says, hey, Pete. Hi, Silent J. Great to have you with us tonight, buddy. He's taking a break, I think, from the water. Silent J. He goes out with Ed the Diver, and they collect lures, and they clean up garbage. They do really, really cool, amazing work. Silent J is from my hometown, and my guess is whenever I see Silent J here, I figure he's just had it with the water and he needs a break. And he's like, I'm freezing. I'm gonna take a break. And I'm going to listen to Nightlight. Great to have you with us, buddy. Tony Zimmerman says, absolutely pop. I want to drink less of it anyway. I do too, and that would be mine. Chips and soda would be what I would let AI shame me into not eating. And you made a, oh man, she made an emoji. I don't know. Anya, I'm trusting you. That's all I'm saying. I think you're tops, and I know you're going to tell us what this is, and I'm very much looking forward to it. We've got more text here on the text line. Sherry checks in, and she says hello. Sherry says, oh, Pete, did I miss the summer word? No, you didn't. What was it, Conrad? Trip, right?
It is trip.
It is trip. So text us, Sherry, and get in on the fun. She says, hi, welcome back, Conrad, again. Greg from Waukesha. Oh, he came in with the text word. Sherry's saying yum, and I don't know. She's probably saying yum to everything I don't want to eat.
I think she texted that during
is that for the pizza?
My pizza.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would not want to get that confused. I would, if AI told me not to eat a pizza like that, I would tell AI to mind its own business. Sherry says chocolate she would not want to eat. And Tom from New Berlin says, chips and sour cream and onion dip. Oh, that's a great flavor.
That's a good
Those
one.
Those are addicting. Paula, welcome back from Italy. Paula, I trust she had the same pizza you did, Conrad. She says, cookies are hard to say no to. Now, Conrad's not saying anything, even though I'm talking about his mom. Here's all I can picture right now is you and your mom had huge arguments the entire time. Mom, I'm not putting on sunblock. Leave me alone.
Actually, I was very good with sunblock.
Were you?
I didn't want to get sunburnt and be miserable.
That would be brutal, wouldn't it?
I actually got sunburnt the day before we flew out to Italy because I went golfing, and I didn't think the UV would be that. But it was at like a 7 or something. So my arms were
7 just, UV? That's like nothing.
For my skin, it takes UV 6 around there, so...
Wait, there's like 15, 30, 45, 70. You're saying 7 is the UV?
Yeah, the UV of the sun going down onto your skin.
Oh,
you
I
know.
See what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
not like the SPF.
Oh, that's different, right. Wow, that's a recipe for a very bad sunburn. Sherry says, can you bring your dog? I don't know what that means.
to the to the Brewer game that you could win?
Oh, and if she wins the grand prize, you know what? You probably. I don't know. And I'm so unsure of that my voice went prepubescent. I don't know how to reel that back. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. That is a delightful place. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend it. Get in on the summer, Scani summer giveaway trip. Great prizes, and the texts are rolling in. That's fun. Conrad, you saw Fall Guy today.
I did, unfortunately.
Not great, is it?
It's the problem with the movie is that it's so predictable.
Right.
You know who's going to be the bad guy, like instantly.
You know, when that came out, they promoted the heck out of it at the Oscars and everything. And I was like, okay, I saw the film and I thought it looked like a movie that someone sat down and said, I want to write a summer blockbuster. And they tried to put all this generic crap in there.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work. Wasn't that interesting?
They just tried to put those, you know, those big actors in it and like, yeah, this should work.
Right.
But yeah, it was okay. I won't watch it again probably.
Right.
It wasn't terrible where I turned it off. Just the nice medium.
I would say that and Roadhouse were both big disappointments for like action kind of kick-ass movies that I was sort of looking forward to.
Yeah.
Kind of a drag. I thought this was funny. I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media. If you have not checked out, by the way, the Civic Media News Roundup, you have to do it. Go to the webpage. At every station, there's a little box up at the top. You can click on the Civic Media News Roundup. You get sports, weather, news, and I do my Hollywood beats on there. You get everything you need in about 9 minutes. It's just a great way to stay informed, and the best way to do it is on the Civic Media app. But I did this will be in my beats tomorrow. Tom Hanks and Henry Winkler don't like each other. Now, it kind of baffles me. Two of maybe the most likable guys, on the surface at least, in Hollywood. I'm not saying they don't have a skeleton here or there where they cursed out a PA or yelled at the director or whatever. They don't like each other. And all I could think about was the two of them throwing down. These two nice guys. Apparently, Henry Winkler was going to direct a film called Turner and Hooch. And Tom Hanks was Turner or Hooch. I think Hooch was the dog. And the dog, Henry Winkler said the dog liked him. Tom Hanks did not. And he didn't really elaborate. He kind of said something that happened one day in Carmel, but it wasn't like, it's like, wow, that set Tom Hanks off. And he had Henry Winkler replaced on the movie. Tom Hanks was already big enough at that point in his career. And Henry Winkler got bounced. But I thought it was funny thinking of the two of them fighting. Like, talk about a Hollywood fight. Two nice guys. Maybe one of them's a badass. I don't know. One of them could have come out swinging and like totally drop the other one. But that could be, maybe that should have been our question, Connor. Who would win in a fist fight, Henry Winkler or Tom Hanks?
I got Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I probably do too. He's a little bigger, but Henry Winkler, he was the Fonz. Some of that had to carry over, right?
Henry Winkler looks pretty old for his age. I mean, Tom Hanks is getting up there too, you know, but.
Yeah, be good to see though. You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks, too. Or anything we're talking about. You guys know that. We love when you're part of the show. Jamie McShane will be here in a few minutes. We have an awesome news break by the great Civic Media News team coming up. And then I'll squeeze a couple more texts in here. Sherry from Oregon says, yes, the contest, not the ball game. Okay. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad checking in. Pie and ice cream is a bad habit after 8 p.m., but it tastes so good. I think that's a good habit then, Steve. I'm with you. And Tony Zimmerman says, the Fonz beats aliens. He could take Hanks. I love it. And Ed the Diver, being a nice guy, is pretty tough. Totally agree. That's some great diver wisdom right there. Thank you, Ed. Great to hear from you, buddy. Hey, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great actor Jamie McShane coming up next.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio. CBS News Brief. An effort by Democrats to pass a bill to protect access to contraception fails in the Senate. Republicans say it's not needed. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Americans' uncertainty about using birth control is one of the many, many shameful consequences of overturning Roe v. Wade.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado on the ground in Montgomery County, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C. At Hunter Biden's trial over an alleged illegal firearm purchase, testimony about his drug use from his ex-wife and another woman with whom he was involved, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Kathleen Buell testified about how she found a cracked pipe in their Washington, D.C. home before their divorce in 2015.
A Georgia appeals court has frozen former President Donald Trump's criminal trial so it can hear his appeal to disqualify Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Maxwell Anderson, the man charged with murdering and dismembering Sade Robinson, appeared in court on Wednesday. Robinson's family has filed a wrongful death civil suit. Anderson will remain in custody and is set to appear in court again in July. The Better Business Bureau has released a new online toolkit to help people recover from being scammed. Internet scams harm people financially and emotionally. The BBB cited research showing people feel angry, anxious, isolated, or ashamed after being scammed.
A lot of them don't even want to admit it to their close friends and family, and they feel so alone and like they're the only ones that have experienced it and don't realize that there's thousands upon thousands of people that have experienced the very same scam, let alone all of the different scams that are out there.
The online toolkit encourages people to report scams and share stories from fellow scam survivors. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. In already a famous actor but need even more attention news, Alec Baldwin has announced that he and his wife, Hilaria, will be front and center on a new reality show with their 7 kids. The controversial 67-year-old actor and his 40-year-old wife are opening their home to camera crews from TLC for some reality. The show will be called The Baldwins. Most of these reality shows are pretty scripted, but if Baldwin punches one of the cameramen, we'll know it's real. Compared to other streaming services, HBO is still a decent deal with pretty good programming. Because of that, they will raise their prices for ad-free entertainment like other platforms. Warner Brothers Discovery says they will bump the price by $1 a month to $16.99 for programming without commercials. There are a ton of other plans you can choose from on HBO, and one is more confusing than the next. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear and breezy for tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still breezy, high mid-60s. Mostly sunny and warmer on Friday, high in the lower 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Great to have you with me, wherever you are, in your part of the state, your pocket of the world. Hope you're having a swell day. Anya Esther will be here at 8:35 tonight to explain something to me I know nothing about called The Backrooms. And I'm excited about that. I always like learning new things, and I don't know much, so it's fun. But right now, my day just got a lot better because I'm about to welcome a very dear friend to the show and an extremely talented actor. I've had the opportunity as his friend to watch his career just sort of he has been crushing it for the last like 15, 20 years. And it is a pleasure to have him on Nightlight tonight. Jamie McShane joins me now. Jamie, hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can, yeah. How you doing,
right,
buddy?
I did something right. How you doing, Pete? It's been a while. It's good to see you.
I know. It's great to see you too. It's so weird since I've been doing this show. Most of my talking to friends has been on the show via this camera. So if that's all I can do right now, I can't afford to fly to LA every weekend. So this is what I'll take. It's great
that's
to see.
That's okay. I had no idea. I had to download an app like 2 minutes before I was downloading the app.
And you did it successfully.
I had to scramble for my passwords and all that. So I'm glad you got me.
Oh, I appreciate I appreciate the effort. I know you're all right. So before we get into what you're doing right now, I love the way we met because most of the people I know in show business, I met in some facet of show business, whether I was writing or doing stand-up comedy or whatever. You and I met at the park, just taking our kids there. Your kids are a little younger than mine, and we just got to talking one day, and we became good friends. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Yeah, mostly it's a school in the park, yeah. I think Luke's older than Katie, right?
I think he is, maybe by a year, yeah.
Yeah, Katie's in between my two boys.
Right, and then Joe was a little older, and we just, it was, you know what was great about going to the park, too, with your kids is, listen, I love my kids. I know you love your kids, but, like, when you could just let them run crazy and just find another adult you like to talk to, it's, like, the greatest thing ever, so.
It was great. It was the relief we needed.
Exactly. It was really a magical time. It was, like, and then we started, like, kind of doing cookouts, and you guys had come over swimming, and then you and I discovered we both love scotch. And that was trouble, but it was fun.
That was trouble. That was great trouble.
Do you still drink scotch?
I do. Do you?
You know what, Jamie? I have not had a drink in a year and a half. And,
wow.
Yeah, and it really sucks.
I'm sorry about that.
But it's fun to talk about drinking. I enjoy that. So, but I'll probably, listen, I'm not a quitter. I haven't given up completely. I will drink at some point, but I got to tell you, it feels pretty good, so.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get to that level one day.
don't hurry. But before we, I want to say one other thing to you that I thought was funny. I've had this discussion with other actors on this show that talk about IMDb and their credits. And we did, our kids went to the same school and I was charged with doing this literacy movie. I did it 2 years and you were nice enough to be one of the actors in it, as well as a lot of other people who are working actors, because that it was LA and that was who the parents were. Right. Well, one guy who was like a PA on a literacy movie at a school posted everything on IMDb. So you guys with all these real credits have this ridiculous thing called the Disco Principle on your IMDb page.
But it's such a great title. I mean,
well, yeah,
It's such a great title, so why not? It's another credit. It's the same as any other job. You know, I mean, not quite the same, but
yeah, you didn't get any money.
You work, and it was for you and a good cause. So
it was really fun to do, but I just thought that was funny, and I contacted IMDb and I said, "Listen, you got to take this down. This is a kids literacy movie, and I think the guy who posted it, I think he was trying to get his kids into the business, and he wanted them to have a credit, which is fine."
Did they take it down?
They did not take it down. They said,
"I'm sorry, we can't do that." I'm very proud of it.
Okay.
Yeah, leave it up.
You're very proud of it. Is it on your reel?
It's the first thing on my reel.
All right, it stays up. There you go. So you got so much going on, buddy. I mean, you're doing this. You told me today you're in Philly doing Task for HBO. I have to say, I don't know much about that show. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a new show. It'll be out next winter. I mean, next probably March. It's one of I think it's HBO's only new show they're doing. I'm not sure. But it's starring Mark Ruffalo, and it's Brad Inglesby, who created Mayor of Easttown with Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah.
It's his next show. He's one of the nicest human beings I've ever met, as is Mark Ruffalo. They rank up there with you, Pete. it's just, I think it's probably the most amazing job of my career thus far.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been beautiful. It's been such a great experience, and I'm so grateful that I'm on it.
That's so cool. We've talked about Mark Ruffalo on the show periodically because he's a Wisconsin native. And I loved him in Poor Things, but what you just said reminded me of another thing. You were on the show Bloodline shortly after I left LA, and we were hanging out a lot. And then you said, yeah, Kyle Chandler's my new Pete. I'm like, oh, thanks a lot, buddy. Just because
you moved away. He still drinks scotch, I think.
Oh, well, he's got the, he's probably a better guy all around. So I'm happy mentioned in the same company.
You're both great guys. Task is like, it's like Bloodline. In the writing is so good. The actors are so good. I feel so fortunate to be a part of it. And the people are so nice. And that was like Bloodline as well.
Are you at the point now where, like, just preparing for this, like, I knew all the stuff I wanted to ask you. And then I was like, well, I should see what else he's been up to, because I know the basics, but you have so many credits now. Are you like at the point where you turn down a lot of work, or are you like,
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I got to put kids through college.
Yeah.
And I love to work, and no, it's not. I mean, I still audition. I still have to put myself on tape. I mean, occasionally I get an offer here and there. But no, I love what I do, and I think I'm very fortunate to get any job at any time. And it just so happens that right now at this time in this little pocket of my career, this bit after the strike, I have a lot going on, and I feel extremely fortunate because a lot of people in the business are not working right now.
Right. How did you get through the strike? Was that rough? Do you save your money for something like that, Jamie?
I save up my money for anything, and that happened to be what the thing was at the time. And then, you know, I'd walk the picket line. I'd try at least once a week and just, you know, tried to play a lot of tennis and stay sane.
You said you're going back and forth to Ireland for episodes of Wednesday, the show on
Netflix. I went a couple of weeks ago. I went to Ireland, which is one of my favorite places to be. So it's leaving this show, which I love. I absolutely love the character, everything about it. Going to Ireland, which is one of my favorite places in the world, and working for Tim Burton.
Oh my gosh.
So that was pretty, it was pretty amazing.
Wow.
And then I'm going back around 4th of July, I think.
So what is that like? Like, obviously you just said you do all these gigs because you like to work, but what's it like?
If I can get them, it's not like there's no guarantee. Like I just kind of lucked out right now, you know?
I don't know about that. I mean,
thank you.
I've seen your work. you know your way around. But what's it like when you're on when you get a hit show, like a show that critics love and that maybe you get mentioned in, like Lincoln Lawyer or Wednesday, I know is a very popular show.
Yeah. It's amazing. I don't think I get mentioned much because I'm usually a little bit lower on the food chain, especially on Wednesday, where there were such extremes. I mean, Jenna Ortega is such an extreme talent, and she just blew up, and she's a very sweet kid, and she worked so hard. But then you also have, you know, Louis Guzman, and you have Catherine Zeta-Jones, and you have you know, so many other and talented, and then a lot of the young kids. So when people want to see the young and the famous, and then there's the old, you know, kind of crotchety sheriff. So they don't, it's like, you don't get much recognition, but I'm thankful to work and to be on a project that is that amazing.
So you've worked with some pretty big directors, really phenomenal ones. On Mank, you worked with David Fincher, and also on Gone Girl, I think David Fincher directed.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck and Argo. Who's the best director you've worked with, and what were your opinion of those guys?
It has to be you on Disco Principal.
Boy, I lobbed that one up there for you, didn't I?
I don't know. I mean, I love working for Fincher, and I love working for Tim Burton. I can't distinguish, like, oh, this one's better. They're so different. I mean, Fincher does so many takes. He's very funny. He's extremely intelligent. And then Tim is fun, and he's a little quirky, but not as quirky as I thought he was. And he's a little more simple. And yet, I mean, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's just different. It's just different styles. It's different stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought Ben was great. Ben Affleck was great with Argo. He's a very good director. And I got to work with him as an actor a little bit on Gone Girl. He was very nice. So, yeah, I can't really say, oh, this is my favorite director.
Okay. Is Fincher really intense? Like, his movies can be so intense, Jamie. Like, I always picture him being like this guy that, like, a mad genius or something on the set. Or does he just come across as a regular guy? I'm just curious.
More a regular guy than not, but he's not a regular guy. He's so smart, and he knows every aspect of the business down to the bottom, whatever. But he's funny. He's a really funny guy. So, yes, there's a lot. There's an intensity to the filming because of the subject matter sometimes, but he's pretty cool.
He looks like he'd be a cool guy. But I think if I showed up on a set and he was the director or one of these guys, like, I think that would be really intimidating. You've been around now. You probably don't get rattled at all, but are there
still? No, that's not true. I mean, Fincher's intimidating. He is, but he's also, I think because I got to work with him a little bit on Gone Girl, and he was very kind and very, like, he seemed excited that I was working on the project. I hope he felt that way when the project was done, but
yeah,
he's a sweet dude.
That's pretty cool. My guest is Jamie McShane. He's an actor, and he's got a list of credits a mile long, and he's done just some amazing work. What are your favorite roles to play, Jamie?
Wow, favorite roles to play. I don't know. I can say, like, my favorite roles I've done, probably definitely this one, the one on Bloodline, Mank. And then I did a little film around the world. We went around the world in a month for a very low budget film for a friend of mine called Busman's Holiday. And I was the lead in that, and I love that. But I don't know that I have a definite, and I'm doing this show 1923. I play a U.S. Marshal. I love period pieces. That's fun. I don't know. That's a good question.
I got to tell you, you do the conflicted, I mean, this is just a testament, and you need great actors to play these roles. Someone who's really troubled. Your role on Bosch. I'd like to talk to you about that too. When we're going to do a quick thing here, but my guest is Jamie McShane. I want to ask you this too. Who wins in a fight, Jamie? Tom Hanks or Henry Winkler?
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Wow, I mean, like a no-brainer.
I mean, what?
It's like a no-brainer. Everybody just says
no,
that.
No, I think, well, I mean, I'm trying to think this through now because I'm thinking of different things. I think Tom would just be taller and hit him, but then Henry might come underneath and do some damage.
And Henry's a good dancer. You think you could see him breaking out into soft shoes somehow, almost like a martial art.
I think if he went retro into the Fonzie mode, he might really have a good. I didn't really think so this through. I kind of answered on the top of my head, but.
All right, think it over. We'll have you. We'll solidify it. We'll nail down your answer in just a second. Jamie McShane is my guest. Check out his work on IMDb and then go find it because it's great. We'll have more with Jamie coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy, purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
We are back. Getting some great texts. Our question tonight is, what food would you let AI shame you into not eating? And that's where things are headed, folks, with AI. But you know what? If it helps me eat less chips, I'm all for AI. I have no problem with that. So let us know what you think. We've gotten some great texts so far. We'll read those shortly. Right now, my guest is Jamie McShane, the actor. Jamie, it's got to be so cool, you know, and I don't know how often you you experience this, but you've worked so much now. And even tonight, when we put out the poster to advertise your appearance on the show, Tony Zimmerman, another employee here at Civic Media, said, oh, Sons of Anarchy, Jamie McShane, I love him. Like, you kind of have, you know, I'm not saying it's like if you went somewhere that you can't even go to the bathroom because fans are mobbing you, but it's got to be cool that you're recognized, right?
It's very flattering. It's very fulfilling that, like, oh, wow, I've done enough to that some people know who I am. They usually don't know my name, but yeah. And it'll be from random things. It'll be, you know, Sons and often Bloodline. When Wednesday first came out, it was that. And then sometimes the Fosters or yeah, just I find it very, I guess, rewarding. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't know if, how much you see Scott Clase these days, but when I still lived in LA, Scott and I went to a baseball game and he's been on the show on the anniversary. I think when Bosch dropped, we had Scott on to talk about his role. And I told him, I reminded him of the story and he remembered it. We were leaving Dodger Stadium and this gangbanger, I thought he was just going to kill Scott. He looked like the meanest dude ever. And, you know, he goes up to Scott. I'm like ready to have his back if I have to.
Right.
And thank God the guy goes, man, I just want to tell you, you're my favorite actor in the world.
Oh, that's great.
It was awesome.
How amazing is that?
It was incredible. And I could tell Scott was a little off-put at first because this guy looks so mean, but he was like a big teddy bear. It was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
So you did a season on Bosch, and that has become one of my favorite shows. I've fallen in love with LA cop shows over the years. And I know that you do Lincoln Lawyer too, and I think it's the same either author or producers or something. But can you talk?
Same author, Michael Connelly.
Michael Connelly, yeah. Okay. And first, if you would talk about your experience on Bosch, you play a really conflicted character named Frank Sheehan, who is estranged from his family, and you were accused of this horrible crime, and you had to cry a lot, not like bawling, but like just sitting there so troubled. How hard is it to do that as an actor?
Unfortunately, with the way life has gone with certain things and, you know, things happen to your kids and things have happened in your own life. And I learned to draw upon, you know, first it was stuff that happened to me when I was young. And then, you know, someone close to me died and then I could pull that in. And then something happened to, you know, I just sort of pull into that stuff. And as I've gotten older, it's easier. And unfortunately, there's more stuff to pull into. And I find it harder to get out of. Mm. Like when I get into that zone, it's harder to shake it.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's been interesting.
So like after a scene like that, are you saying like you go back to your trailer and you got to like shake yourself out of it, or do you snap
even
out
sometimes,
of it?
Even sometimes for an audition, like if I have to go that dark, I mean, it may take the rest of the day to like come down. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it gets, I was doing this bit on Wednesday and I had to get a little sad, and I just triggered, some stuff got triggered. Actually, of like pushing Luke on the swing when he was a little boy, and like looking back on the last 20 years of, you know, his life and, you know, my whole life. And it just, that bit triggered me, and I went down a dark slope, which was needed for the scene. And it was hard to come out. Yeah.
Boy, that is intense. I'm glad you shared that, because I think a lot of actors or just people have stuff in their life, but they can't just pull it and draw from it that quickly. You know what I mean? Like, because I know exactly what you're talking about, but for you to be able to access it like that and use it is really so cool for your art.
Yeah, it's been interesting as I've developed, you know, with a guy with really not any real training, just kind of going at it and finding my own way, and then all of a sudden, you know, stuff comes a little quicker, I guess, just with age and stuff.
Yeah.
I will say though, Bosch, they called me back this year for Bosch Legacy.
Yeah.
For the same character. I was so honored and so touched. So when Bosch Legacy, the new season, comes out, I'm back in the first episode.
As Frank Sheehan.
Correct.
So now I'm trying to remember back. Did you go to jail during that season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
That is so cool that they're bringing you. Now I'm really excited.
I was really touched, because it was like the strike had just ended, and all of a sudden I get a phone call, and it's from, you know, a show that I love to do. Titus Welliver is such a nice guy.
Is he?
That
whole, cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's a great, great guy. He's a great actor. He's a great man. So it was like, oh my God, I get to go back to work after a year of hardly working, and it's on Bosch, and there's a comfortability because I played the role and I knew the people and they knew me. So it was nice.
He's such a great, you know, as I get older, I just don't like the steroid heroes, you know, the guys mm-hmm. that have fake names, Diesel, The Rock. It's like, come on, enough. But like, Titus Welliver just looks like a regular dude, but he's also a badass, like you.
He's a great actor.
Yeah,
great
he really actor. Is. Lincoln Lawyer, too. You having fun on that? That's a really good, you play a lawyer, I think, right? You're like kind of a cocky.
No, I played a detective, cocky, yes. Okay. I played a detective who also went to jail. And they, I'm hoping they might bring me back at some point, too. I hope I get out of jail there, too.
what was your first paid gig? Do you remember?
Well, that's hard to say. The first time I made enough money to make my insurance, I was John McEnroe's body double in commercials, in a couple commercials.
Gosh.
Yeah. I was literally his body double.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's like just fun. A fun nugget, right? As you're starting out. Cause I remember when we'd be at the park and you'd be like, yeah, I got this. I think you did a Bruce Willis film or something. You did a couple days on it. And it was just like, wow, this is so cool. And my parents to this day, whenever they would visit, when we get back here, they go, how's Jamie doing? Because like you gave him an earful one time at the park, just about what it's like as an actor and all that kind of stuff. So, hey, can you hang around for a couple more minutes? Can we just keep you for a few more minutes?
Yeah, keep me as long as you want.
All right. You're kept.
My call time is like 4 a.m. tomorrow, but before that, we're good.
No, we'll do our best, okay? We'll have more with my good friend Jamie McShane, the very talented actor here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba, coming up next. I want to cry, cry, cry.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on The Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life.
perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.